NATO is 75 years old today. By Oliver J.J. Lane on April 4, 2024. Though the most powerful and successful alliance in history is 75 years old today, having grown from 12 members managed out of offices in a London townhouse to 32 members headquartered in Brussels. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, was signed into existence in Washington, D.C. on April 4, 1949. An alliance of post-Second World War nations organized in collective defense against what they saw as the next threat after the defeat of Nazi Germany, communism. The original 12 members were Belgium, Canada, Denmark, France, Iceland, Italy, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Norway, Portugal, the United Kingdom and the United States. Greece and Turkey joined shortly afterwards, and a rearming West Germany joined in 1955. The majority of growth after that came with the end of the Cold War, when Eastern European nations previously occupied or controlled as puppet states by Moscow looked to Washington and Western Europe for protection. Member state foreign ministers met in Brussels this morning and NATO flags are being flown across the alliance to mark the day. Admiral Rob Bauer, the military head of the alliance, said millions of men and women serving in uniform today are upholding a shield against aggression and that brutal tyranny is threatening democracies again. The admiral, who has made strident remarks about Russia and the need of European civilians to be prepared to stand up and potentially become involved in defense in recent months, told the ceremony at NATO's Brussels headquarters. "We deter and defend against any adversary, at any time, in any place. In a world where authoritarian regimes are desperately trying to portray an image of strength, and brutal tyranny strives to take away the sovereign rights of peoples and nations, we need that shield more than ever. We need to show the world that democracy is worth fighting for. It is not a perfect system. Nor is it self-sustainable. Even in countries where it has existed for centuries. But it is worth risking our lives for. We are the most successful alliance in history. Not because of any aggressive display of military strength or territory we have brutally conquered. We are the most successful alliance in history because of the peace we have brought, the countries we have united, and the conflicts we have prevented from spiraling out of control." NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg hailed the success of the alliance and reflected on Article 5, the commitment that an attack on one member is an attack on all, promising a military response from nearly the whole Western world. He said the alliance was bigger, stronger, and more united than ever, and that the alliance was founded on a single, solemn promise: an attack on one ally is an attack on all. From that foundation, we have built the most powerful and successful alliance in history. The foundational principle reflects the Latin adage "Si vis pacem, para bellum," if you wish for peace, prepare for a war. That credible threat of overwhelming response has kept the peace in Europe for decades. Indeed, speaking on this day 75 years ago, then U.S. President Truman said of this principle and then hopes for peace. "For us, war is not inevitable. We do not believe that there are blind tides of history which sweep men one way or another. In our own time we have seen brave men overcome obstacles that seemed insurmountable and forces that seemed overwhelming. Men with courage and vision can still determine their own destiny. They can choose slavery or freedom, war or peace. I have no doubt which they will choose. The treaty we are signing today is evidence of the path they will follow. If there is anything certain today, if there is anything inevitable in the future, it is the will of the people of the world for freedom and for peace." As noted by the Associated Press, NATO has succeeded in preventing the invasion of any member state in 75 years, but its recent attempts to involve itself outside its own territory have met mixed results. It stated, "Among the more recent successes as it grew from the Cold War and after the Berlin Wall collapsed, NATO would count its 1999 air campaign against former Yugoslavia to end a bloody crackdown on separatist ethnic Albanians and its effort to avert near civil war in Macedonia in 2001. At the other end of the scale lies the operation in Afghanistan. NATO took command of the security effort in 2003 and it became the longest, costliest and deadliest in alliance history. It was marked by a chaotic retreat in August 2021. Many of the successes over almost two decades abandoned. While NATO celebrates its history today, the present war on its eastern border in Ukraine is not far away from the commentary on the anniversary. and NATO members are presently in talks over building a huge $100 billion fund to keep Kyiv fighting against Russian occupation of its United Nations-recognized territory. Indeed, two new members have been pushed into the alliance in the past year by Moscow's invasion of a neighbor. Much reportage has also focused on former U.S. President Donald Trump, with some reports even stating the anniversary is overshadowed by the prospect of his return to power, relying on now-dated claims that Trump's oft-repeated view that NATO must be stronger and more self-sufficient to survive. Far from damaging the alliance, as was claimed back in 2016, top NATO figures, including Stoltenberg, have conceded since that Trump's push to make Europe pay its way in defense has strengthened the alliance, not weakened it.